know.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakala. Anna Bakala. Gedula Jamin Ha Tati Sera. Allah Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabil Rinat. Amcha Sagvenu Aharenu Nora Ufreshayan Tintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Hudcha Kibavat Shamrem Nun Gimodalet Yud Kav Shin Barhem tacharem rachame sitkacha dami gamlem betet resh saritaf gimel Hasin kadosh v'rov tuvcha na'el adatach The letters of the month of Tishrei. The Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Moznaim, the scales. This is the astrological sign of Libra. Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Good Gimelamet Zion Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Dalumot Shin Kufav Dadiyuta. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we'll utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to cleanse that creation and separate the negative from the positive. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apaim Berav Chesed Ve'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseawon Vafesha Vechata'a V'nakei. Now we're going to read the verses that connect us to the various years. The first verse we'll read is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. It connects us to the year 5777, the year of the wake-up call, which is also the year of the goat. So tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. The first letters of this verse are parsed into three words, Sats, Ki, Ach. The translation is to appear like brothers, but there is a interesting gematria in those first letters. They add up to 209, which is Bet, Or. Or means light, it's 207, and the bet is, of course, 2. So these five letters can be substituted by the word but Beor, which translates as with the light. The final letters of this verse, Ir Yam, translates as a sea of penance, and it teaches us very significantly that we do not live in this physical world. We are only tenants here. We live elsewhere. We live in heaven. We live in a different reference. But we're here for a purpose, and that purpose is to do our spiritual work. There's another verse that is connected to the year 5777, and that's a verse that has the four letters spelled the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, are in this verse equal distant by seven letters each. So if you start with a Taf and add seven letters, you'll have find a Shin. And if you find another, add another seven letters, you'll find an Ayin. And the final seven letters will give you a Zion. This verse is Kim Ba Adonai Yohewahe Eloheichem Adivaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. This verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. The next verse we will read connects to the year 5776, 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. This is the year of the pause between 5775, which was chaotic for many, many people, and God forbid, 5777 will be chaotic for many people. So if in your own life you're going to need this energy of the pause, make this connection to 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Racha kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yichaskum machechem ha'levim Ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, a la me, hey hey hey, a ka a, re ka sa. Another verse that connects us to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai, yo hey wa hey. Adead ki bia yo hey Adonai yo hey wa hey tur olami. There are three verses that connect us to the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam, asher yitchabe sham mushavtem. Eli El Nahum, Wehala Kitzem V'chayim Yeshno Varetz V'chipaski Oto B'kol Alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kagelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And for the verse that connects us to the year 5774, it's 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wisam ti makom leami li Yisrael untati v'shacham. Tachsav v'lo yergaz, od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla la'anoto, ha'asher barishona. Now we'll scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. In the 8th verse, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class from the Parasha of Vayelech. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll down almost to the end, to the Parasha of Vayelech, and we're opening up class number 8, or section number 8, and starting with Pasuk 43. And we'll start, L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Erchimu Udhilu. Ud hilu urchimu leachta Hashem yud hei bavavhe. Bi yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei. Tana chayavai begahi tehi nom. Kuhu salke b'mid dorim yedayan v'kama itchin itzleya legehinom v'kuhu itchin lakabel itchin Dagan Eden uvashata deafke lainun ayavaya vekabilu onesh onshaihu inun pathe petishin ushavjan lon levar vekulhu pitin Bishmachan ikrun Lekav lechom Tefitchin legan Eden vekal pitcha Upitcha Ikre shema lekav lech Ahu pitcha Gehinom Vishtamod An Pitchin Lakabeli Lihon Pitchin Inun Pitchin de Gimolayan. I'm going to take the moment to point out to everyone that the number of verses in the Zohar section of Vayelech is greater than the number of verses in the parasha itself. Parasha has 40 verses, and we're already at verse 43. The translation: we learn that the wicked in Gehinom all go up through certain compartments, and that there are many openings to Gehinom. Gehinom is the word that would be normally translated into English as hell. All the openings correspond to the openings in the Garden of Eden. When the wicked are taken out after receiving their punishments, they open the gates and put them outside. All the gates bear names corresponding to those in the Garden of Eden. And each and every gate in the Garden of Eden is called by a name corresponding to the respective gate in Gehinom. The gates in the Garden of Eden are known, gate for gate, which means upon seeing the kind of gate in Gehinom, one is able to know through it the opposing gate in the Garden of Eden, what kind of gate it is. My commentary. One is sent to Gehinom for specific actions, and possibly, as one elevates spiritually, specific thoughts. The purpose of Gehinom is cleansing prior to going to the Garden of Eden. When someone is put outside the gate, how do they rise to the Garden of Eden? I'm asking this question. They wait until a tzaddik arrives at that gate and elevates them through the same gate in the Garden of Eden. The cleansing mechanism is associated with the knowledge of how easy it would have been to do the action correctly. The affinity of that tzaddik is that they arrive at that gate in Gehinom to elevate souls with affinity to them, and reinforce the idea that it was possible to do the action correctly. Pasuk 44. Gehinom it badora batra tata tekulhu vehahu madora hawe madora al madora. Vayikre eretz, eifata mahu, eifata kedaa, ragua yihye, kapul targeminan, maruva ruba yihye, if of aka eifata, kelo mar kefula, Wehahu ikre, Sheol tachtit, Sheol hu, Madora had had tachtit, U Madora tata'a, U kis ikre eretz, Efata tachtit, Vi ikre avadon. Biad ketiv she'ol bi'avadon, v'kulhu madorim. Lach palu v'kulhu, la'afim bar ma'et chai. The translation. The last compartment in Gehinom is the lowest. That compartment is double, a compartment over a compartment, and is called a land of gloom. The Hebrew word is Ephata. What is gloom? It is as in foursquare it shall be. What is if in Aramaic? Here too, ephata means double. That compartment is called the bottom of Sheol. Sheol is one upper compartment, and the bottom is the lower compartment. Therefore, it is called the lower land of gloom, and also called Abaddon. Hence it is written, Sheol and Abaddon, which are the double compartments, one on top of the other. Not all compartments are double, and not all are gloomy. That is, they are not called the land of gloom, except for this one. My commentary. Sheol is the same letters as the name Shaul, or Saul. On one hand, it means Hades and grave, and the other, it is a name. When one reverses the middle two letters of the word, it becomes a questioner, as well as the verb to ask. Does this mean that someone who poses a question risks going to Sheol? Yet the children of Israel are constantly being told to ask questions. So that cannot be the relationship that we are supposed to connect to in this case. What do you think the connection is? That is why we need to permutate each word in the Tanakh. We could do that, and hopefully that will be done as our donations arrive to help facilitate the writing of those programs, so that it would automate that process and answer the questions and inquiries of all the people of the world. Pasuk 45. V'tana man denachit la'avadon de'ikre tachtit la'salik Le'al min v'ha'hu Ikre gever Ishtute v'it avid Mikulhu al min V'tana le'ha'hu atar Nachtin v'd'chanhu Gavre dim v'adze Le'atava amen Be'al amen sagin le'it avidu Mineyad elachashiv lehudanim le'ya Bagehinom benachtin le'ya behahu madora Tata adelet ba'pitcha Ve'it avid ve'lach alik min eya le'almin ve'ad ketiv kala Anan ve'elach ken yored she'ola ya'ale ve'la ve'ha ketiv mi'beten she'ol shevati shemati shemata ve'gomer Uktiv morid she'ol vaya'al ela haka she'ol hatam tachti ve'okim min kimna hadi achadar ve'ya hadi la achadar ve'ya. The translation. And we learn that whoever descends to Avadon, that is called bottom, never rises. That man is called a man who is destroyed and lost to all worlds. And we learn that to that place are lowered those men who despised, saying, Amen. Such a man is punished in Gehinnom for the many amens that were lost to him, that he did not consider and he is lowered to the lowest compartment, which has no opening, and he is lost, and never rises from there. Hence it is written, as the cloud is consumed and vanishes away, so he who goes down to Sheol shall come up no more. He asked, but no, it is written, out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you did hear. He rose from there. It is also written, he brings down to Sheol and brings up. And he answers, but this is Sheol from which one ascends. And there is the bottom from where one does not rise. We explain that this refers to one who repented by doing penance, and there is one who did not. The commentary. The word Avadon, the lower part of Sheol, means destruction and doom. What do we learn from this passage? When one is semi-conscious about the saying, Kavanah of Amen, one is sent to Avadon. And the only exit is through Teshuvah. Since everyone comes out of Avadon except those who have no growth or change in that lifetime, the meaning is clear. Everyone will do Teshuvah within their lifetime. Pasuk 46. Amar Rabbi Yose, Ma dikti ki shitayim raot asa amioti azvu mekor mayim tayim lachtov lachem tveorot vigomer oti azvu mekor mayim tayim da Udilabae, the Kadsha Shema de Kucha, Barishu Baamen, Maon Shea, Kitty Lachso, Lachem, Beorot, Mishbarim, Benachtin. Lagehinom darga batar darga ad benachtin laavadon beikre tachtin beihu kadish shema dekudsha berichu lekavna beamen tadka yaut salik darga batar Darga lehit adna mehahu alma deate denagid tadir la pasik tahidiktiv emunim notzer Hashem shalem al yeter ose gaawa. The translation. Rabbi Yose said, as for the words, for my people have committed two evils, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewn them out cisterns. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, is by not wanting to sanctify the name of the Holy One, blessed be He, with Amen. What is his punishment? It is as it is written, and have hewn out them out cisterns. Broken cisterns by going to Gehinom one level after another until they reach Avadon, that is called the bottom. If he sanctifies the name of the Holy One, blessed be he, by meditating properly on Amen, he rises level after level to have delight in the world that is coming. That ever flows and does not cease. This is the meaning of, for Hashem preserves the faithful and plentifully repays him who acts haughtily. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching us to say Amen with Kavanah. Go back to section 6 and 7 and learn the Kavanah and then learn it and use it. That's the end of Section 8. Does anybody have any questions? If you look at the title of Section 6, because I will call on the name of Hashem. And last year we read this section, along with Section 7, which is titled Answering Amen. Feel free to read both of those sections again. And of course, if you ever have questions from any of these readings, feel free to ask them.
Hello, this is Daniel. I have a question.
Go ahead, Daniel. It's nice to hear from you.
It's good to be here. In Pasuk 43, it talks about the gates in the Garden of Eden, how they correspond to the gates in Gehinnom. Do we know how many gates there actually are?
613 would be my guess. I have not read that anywhere, but that would be my guess.
Okay.
And you want me to explain why I think it's 613?
Is it one for each body part?
One for each body part, one for each mitzvah. In essence, the mitzvot are connections to our body parts, to our soul parts, and ultimately to what will become unified into the one mitzvah. So the 613 mitzvot are actually 612 that help to raise our consciousness to the level where we can love our neighbor as ourselves, which is really the only correction that each and every one of us need to do. Eliminating hatred from no reason, hatred for no reason from ourselves, and learning to love our neighbor as ourselves. And that is the source of unification. So when we don't do the mitzvah properly, with either the proper kavanah, or the proper action, or the proper timing, then what that means is that we need to come back and do it again. We need to learn how to do each of them so that we raise step by step through the 613 levels until we are at the spiritual level to love our neighbor as ourselves. Does anyone have any other questions? Daniel, thank you for asking that question.
I have one more follow-up. Does that mean that there's a Saudi, that each Saudi Kim has an affinity for a particular body part?
No, he has an affinity with one of the mitzvot. And that mitzvot has an affinity with a part of his soul. And of course, then there is a relationship to the body part. But we would never connect the tzaddik to the body part. We would only recognize that it's to the soul.
Okay.
And every
tzaddik, thank you for answering that.
Every tzaddik has a mitzvah that they stress in their own life.
One more question about the Saudi Kim. Does that mean any of the Saudi Kim that were in the last generation were from the left heel of Adam?
The answer to that is that the people of this last generation come from the left heel of Adam. But that's a metaphor. It's indicating the malchut of the malchut of the malchut. And every human being ultimately will become a tzaddik. The process, as we learn in the classes on You Are Who You Hate, the process is we all started out as pagans with no understanding of Hashem or the unity of everything. We were always worshiping various idols of one form or another, and we still do that. But ultimately, each person will rise to a spiritual level that is called the children of Israel. And then each of those will rise to a level of being a tzaddik. The only question is how long it takes. Will it be a longer path, more filled with chaos, or a shorter path, filled with Torah and the love of Hashem? Which leads me to a question that I'm not sure that I want to have recorded. So before you answer it, Daniel, I'm curious, since you were concerned about going to hear the shofar, was it a good experience?
It was a very good experience. It was a very good experience. How there were some strange things that happened to me that day, and there was a silver lining in each one of those things. So I think there was definitely an immediate effect.
Baruch Hashem. I'm glad to hear that. Does anyone else have any questions? Have a beautiful evening. There will be a class on tomorrow night tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. West Coast time will be a sleepover service. And at 6 p.m. will be a reading of the Tikkuni Zohar if I haven't fallen asleep yet. Saturday morning will be a connection at 8 a.m. And then at 6 p.m., a Tikkuni Zohar, and at 7 p.m., the regular Zohar class. Sunday morning at 8 a.m. will be a Tikkuni Zohar, and that'll 10:30. We'll continue our preparation, and this week we'll be preparing for Yom Kippur. And at 6 p.m. we'll be at Tikkuni Zohar class. There will not be classes. There will be normal classes on Monday, including the 8 a.m. Slichot. And also on Tuesday, the 8 a.m. Slichot. But there will not be any classes on Tuesday afternoon, as it is Erev Yom Kippur. And there will not be any classes on Wednesday at all, because it is Yom Kippur. And then we will resume the normal schedule of classes on Thursday. And what is the normal schedule of classes, if you have forgotten? A 4:30 West Coast time mini Zohar class and a 7 o'clock evening class of various subjects. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.